Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this podcast contains spoilers for NXT TakeOver Portland. If you don't want the show spoiled for you, skip ahead to 9 minutes in. You have been warned. Huge title change in Portland. John Cena's WrestleMania match reportedly confirmed. And we say farewell to one of the WWE's own. For Monday, February the 17th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
So I thought about it, and I'll see you at WrestleMania.
Oh, wow! Bronzerweight! Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa's former partner, the former NXT Tag Team Champion.
Oh, no, they've also been rivals at one time.
Oh, my God!
NXT TakeOver Portland is done and dusted. A massive show for NXT. They just blow them out of the park every single time. And there were some noteworthy happenings on the road to WrestleMania in Portland last night. We'll start off with the title change of the night as the Broserweights, Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne, the winners of the 2020 Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, are your new NXT Tag Team Champions, defeating Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly in sound fashion in the penultimate match of the evening. These guys, all four of them, just had a phenomenal match. I'm sad to see the end of the Undisputed Era's tag team title run. I think Fish and O'Reilly have been an absolute force in the tag team division over the last something like 170 plus days that they have been there. But Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly go out in style. Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne winning their first NXT titles on this particular night. Of course, Pete Dunne, the former WWE United Kingdom champion, but this is his first belt as part of NXT, which is really great to see. And first gold for Matt Riddle as well. There was some concerns that Matt Riddle had maybe fallen out of favour somewhat with the management after all the back and forth with Brock Lesnar. But making the decision to put the belts on the Broserweights, I think certainly shows that there's not that many hard feelings from the head office. We'll see how this pans out. I've really enjoyed Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne and how they've meshed together as a tag team. I really have. And I know on Graded, on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, I wasn't massively complimentary of their Road to Portland segments on NXT. They were good. I'm not going to talk about this again. Regardless of it, they've really given a lot of creative freedom to Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne to find their own way and create their own style. And becoming the tag champs, getting to the top of that mountain, is a wonderful statement from the company of faith in them. We closed out NXT last night with a huge heel turn, as well as in the closing moments of the Tommaso Ciampa and Adam Cole match, we see Johnny Gargano snatch away the NXT Championship as Ciampa was about to grab it and just clatter Ciampa with that belt, costing him the match and setting in motion possibly a huge match for WrestleMania weekend between Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. This is a great way to get there, because we're now going to get 1 year on kind of the match that we were going to get at WrestleMania weekend last year. Of course, we were gearing up to Johnny Gargano overcoming Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT Championship last year, and then Ciampa got hurt and it put the stoppers on that completely. We now find ourselves in a position where we are back towards WrestleMania weekend. Both guys are healthy again, but now the roles are reversed, with Tommaso Ciampa being the beloved fan favourite and Johnny Gargano turning his back on his friend, as it were. There's going to be some great storytelling levels in this. It's never as clear as black and white with Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, and I'm excited to see how they tell the story, because it's going to be the feature match at TakeOver Tampa Bay, isn't it? It's got to be now. It's absolutely got to be. And I'm excited to see exactly how they get there. And last night, we had a match set for WrestleMania 36 at NXT TakeOver Portland, as Charlotte Flair attacked Rhea Ripley moments after successfully defending her NXT Women's Championship against Bianca Belair. It was a phenomenal match between these guys. A lot of people say that it should have gone to Bianca Belair to add a little bit of spice to the WrestleMania, the final leg on the road to WrestleMania. Certainly the attire that Bianca Belair was wearing for TakeOver Portland, the Black History Month, the Black History Month cape that she had, the Kobe Bryant-inspired gear, certainly felt as if it should have gone towards Bianca, but it didn't. And as it happens, we now have Ripley versus Charlotte heading towards WrestleMania. So at the end of that match, as I was saying, Charlotte Flair attacks Rhea Ripley, gets on the microphone and tells Ripley, "I will see you at WrestleMania 36. And it's on. We've got Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair one-on-one for the NXT Championship at WrestleMania, which is incredible. During the post-NXT TakeOver Portland media call, Triple H spoke a little bit about this particular match. And Triple H said the decision to do Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania wasn't a call from the USA Network, nor was it a call of his. It was actually a call from Vince McMahon. Triple H said, "To be honest, it was shocking to me when it was first mentioned. I believe that it was just a decision from Vince's part on understanding the other stories for the women. To me, you have the opportunities where you look in a moment in time and you ask, is Charlotte going after Bayley and Sasha Banks on SmackDown, or does she come after Becky Lynch on Raw? You've seen that before, and we're looking to do something fresh. And you see that with Shayna Baszler going after Becky Lynch, and you see that in different ways on SmackDown where they're going, there's nowhere for Charlotte Flair to be. So this was a way for Charlotte Flair needing to be in that big, epic role. I think it really had nothing more to do with that. It's good storytelling, and that's what the goal is here. Good storytelling across the board." That's from Triple H on the TakeOver Portland media call at the very end of it. I, for one, am happy they're going with a one-on-one match between these guys for WrestleMania. I wouldn't have been upset if they'd put Bianca Belair in the mix, made it a triple threat match, but there's something special about this being a one-on-one, a sort of battle of the generations in the women's divisions that cross WWE and NXT. And it puts Rhea Ripley in a really prime position for the WrestleMania show as well, which I can't be cross about as well. That's exciting times. So TakeOver Portland is in the can, as it were. You can watch what happened at NXT TakeOver Portland on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. And a little bit later on today, you will get NXT TakeOver Portland graded. Myself and yourself will sit down and grade TakeOver match by match. Let's do that together a bit later on.
This means walk with Elias? Nah, I'm not really feeling it. Because without the guitar, what it really means is wasted wrestling experiment. And they call me the golden shovel. So I'm about to bury a push. Your face looks like my nuts. Except you got a hairier bush. Oh, looks like I wore out my welcome. It's about time that I left you. So there'll be no AA for today. But you about to get the F you.
We are on the road to WrestleMania, and on this weekend's edition of the Wrestling Observer Radio Show, Dave Meltzer gave some insight into who John Cena could be facing at the granddaddy of them all. Meltzer said that the plan currently is for John Cena to wrestle Elias, a decision that Dave Meltzer has called underwhelming. This stems from, over the last couple of years, John Cena and Elias seem to have crossed paths at WrestleMania. Of course, last year, we had the Doctor of Thugonomics make his return and interrupt Elias's concert. The year before that, we had John Cena in the ring ready to face The Undertaker, and Elias came out instead, and we had an impromptu fight against Elias. So they have crossed paths a couple of times before, and the talk right now is they actually let them have a singles match for WrestleMania. Wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility to do that. I know that WWE are keen where they can to put a WWE legend in there with what they perceive as an up-and-coming star. For example, Kurt Angle's last match in his career was to Baron Corbin at WrestleMania. Not something that anybody would have truly picked, but somebody that the WWE are building as a future star. In the same way that John Cena and Elias being in there builds a potential future star. And surely that's partly what the game is all about. Whether Elias is the right person for this feature role, I guess, is yet to be seen. We'll find out as we get closer to WrestleMania. Expect John Cena to turn up on SmackDown this coming Friday. There is some talk that, it's not this Friday. Calm down. It's in a couple of Fridays' time, John Cena's back on SmackDown, where Elias is currently based. So we could very well get some ideas of where we're going for WrestleMania by the end of February.
At WrestleMania, I will compete in my farewell match. I'd like to thank the WWE. I'd like to thank every superstar that I shared the locker room with. But most importantly, I want to thank each and every one of you. You made it so much fun for me. I literally had the time of my life.
Talked about Kurt Angle very briefly just then. He joined Carl Frampton and Chris Lloyd on the TKO show to discuss his life and his health, more importantly. Angle talked about the toll that his intense in-ring career has taken on him. And Angle says, "I'm hurting pretty badly. My knees, my back, and my neck. Sometimes I think about would I go back because my quality of life right now sucks. So I do have a lot of suffering. I had a painkiller addiction that I overcame about 6 years ago. Staying clean and struggling all the way I have been, it's very difficult. I couldn't get passed by any doctor. No doctor would pass me or allow me to wrestle. So I eventually found a doctor and he said, the only thing you can do, you can't train, so we'll just stick you in the neck with Novocaine. Every match I had at trials and in the Olympics, I got 12 shots of Novocaine in the back of my neck. I couldn't feel it for about an hour. I'd go out and wrestle, and then an hour later, I'd be in a lot of pain." Kurt Angle very much feels like he was held together by Novocaine by the end of his WWE run as well. Certainly, there was many matches that we saw as Kurt Angle was wrapping up his career where we cringed slightly just because you could see he was in discomfort. And all we can do is wish Kurt Angle the best. I know there is a lot of wrestlers now experimenting with the stem cell treatments. and a lot of them have said it's improved their quality of life. There is talk Kurt Angle is going through something similar right now, and I hope it is successful for him because it could massively improve his quality of life as well. NXT UK is getting set for Dublin, Ireland on the 26th of April. The next takeover for the UK brand has been set, coming out of the Three Arena. This is where WWE do all their live events with their full roster when they travel to Ireland. This is a big old deal. And it's something that I get the vibe has been in the works for quite a while now. So it was back last year that Jordan Devlin wrapped up with OTT Wrestling, which is sort of his home-based wrestling company in Ireland. He's been doing stuff with WWE and OTT for a long while, but he actually officially left OTT last year. And I believe from there we saw Devlin become the Cruiserweight champion, and now we've got a takeover in Dublin, Ireland. I feel like they've known for a while this was coming, and they've got big plans for Jordan Devlin. I mean, Jordan Devlin versus Volta is a match that has happened on Irish soil a couple of times, and they've been phenomenal exchanges as well. So I wouldn't be too upset if they went down the route of Devlin versus Volta again. We will see. Elsewhere, New Japan star and, as of this weekend, the new Rev Pro British heavyweight champion, Will Ospreay, made a big announcement about the future of his wrestling career. He defeated Jack Sabre Jr. to win the Rev Pro British heavyweight title at their show in London, ending the 152-day reign of Zack Sabre Jr., which I'm devastated by because Zack Sabre Jr. is incredible. Following this win, Ospreay went onto Twitter and he put out the following. 7 years put to rest, the new British heavyweight champion. I will now officially make the jump and be competing in the heavyweight division. Now, we've seen quite a few performers in New Japan make these kind of announcements. The Young Bucks did it to quite a big reaction last year before AEW came along, where they left the junior heavyweight tag division to become heavyweight tag team wrestlers. Quite a few other New Japan performers have left behind the junior heavyweight division and sort of qualified for the heavyweight division. So expect some really exciting Will Ospreay matches going forward now he's part of the heavyweight division. MVP has confirmed his new role within WWE. He was talking to Booker T on Booker's Hall of Fame podcast, and he said, I'm going to give you the scoop. Whether or not I'll be seen on WWE television has yet to be seen because I don't make those decisions. I would definitely make myself available for an on-screen role in some capacity, but I'll be joining the team as a backstage producer. So there's your scoop, says MVP. We kind of had inkling that this was where it was going, but now that is the word from MVP himself, the new backstage producer for WWE. Very excited for MVP to have a role within the WWE behind the scenes going forward. Expect him to be breaking up some brawls very soon on an episode of Raw. WWE are trying out a new tag team on television. On this week's episode of 205 Live, we saw Tony Nese and Mike Kanellis make their debut as a team. They beat Brian Kendrick and Aria Divari in the main event. They've been trying these guys out on some of the house show circuits and some of the NXT live events as well. So potentially, not only a new tag team, but a new NXT tag team on the horizon featuring Mike Kanellis and Tony Nese. Kanellis, of course, has been very vocal about wanting to leave WWE because he's lacking that opportunity to actually go out and perform and wrestle. Maybe something with Tony Nese could be a starter cap to greater things. And Tony Nese is excellent as well. I don't want to undersell how brilliant Tony Nese is. These two as a tag team could do some magic. Sasha Banks is set to star in season 2 of The Mandalorian. This is the Star Wars TV show that has been getting critical acclaim on the Disney Plus app. The news of her being involved in season 2 was reported by the Matt Men Pro Wrestling Podcast. And it looks as if, from other sources as well, this is definitely a thing that is happening. Now, we don't know how big the role is going to be, but as soon as we know more, we'll let you know. The second series is set to premiere in October. If you are a UK listener to the podcast, we get Disney Plus next month. I don't know why America got it so much earlier than we did, but be that as it may, we get it next month. I think it's going to be something like $5.99 a month, which is worth it just for The Mandalorian alone.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And finally, you would have heard over the weekend that Kathy Kelly, WWE's backstage interviewer, very much the voice of NXT, is leaving WWE. She made the announcement on Instagram saying how thankful she was getting to live out a crazy dream over the past 4 years. She thanks WWE for everything. She says, "I'm not sure yet where my next chapter will be, but I'm damn excited for it. And I promise this isn't a goodbye. It's just a see you later." Well, last night on the post NXT Q&A with Triple H, it was Triple H and Kathy Kelly running down that night's show. And Triple H couldn't let the moment go by without properly saying farewell.
In other big news for you tonight, right? Yeah, so, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, this is her last night. And, you know, she's so mad at me. She's so mad at me.
Because I'm just thinking about you being mad about me crying.
I won't be mad, but, you know, so much goes into what we do. So much goes into this product. You know, you talk about these athletes that go out there and they pour their heart and soul into this. But we have a saying here, and it's, goes to everybody that works on this because they all pour their heart and soul into it. It's the people that are pulling cables. It's the people that are plugging things in. It's the people that are setting up this arena. It's the people that are making the food. They make all of this happen. People that are making the gear. But it's across everything from the set lights being set up to the cameras to people that do what Kathy does each and every week. You know, they are the heart and soul of what we do. And it's because of the passion and the heart and what they put into this that it is good as it is. The reason that the performers can be as good as they are is people like you. And the one thing about this is when I say we are NXT, it's all of us. The great thing about NXT also is you can't get away from us. So we are NXT. You will always be NXT. This is not goodbye. This is see you down the road. This is a moment in time where you get to grow. It's one of the great things about here. We create them, and we ship them out the door to do amazing things in the world. I'm not saying this because you're here. This is one of the smartest, most professional, just, I can't say enough good things about her. And, you know, I'm crushed that you're leaving.
Yeah.
But I'm also proud of you for leaving because you should follow your dreams. You should want to do what you do. The door's always open.
Yeah.
This is your home. We are NXT.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how special this show was to me before I came here, and I'm just so grateful to have been a part of it the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So thank you.
So now that you've got that out of the way, there are other people that want to say,
Kathy.
Oh, no.
Kathy. Come on. Really? They say there's only four members of the Undisputed Era, but given the exception, we could welcome you to be the unofficial, maybe sort of, kind of. The number before six, it's five. The fifth member of the Undisputed Era. So you got your left hand, that's your U. You got your right hand, that's the E. Okay, you want to put the left in front of the right.
Just put them down a bit, just a little bit lower.
And then if you move back just a little bit, it's a good shot, just one step back.
Guys, the idea is really nice about the making her the fifth, maybe we love her, but maybe it'd be easier if we just gave her a gift.
Good idea.
Do you think I could get your Twitter handle? Cool.
Kyle O'Reilly being a sneaky boy. Oh, isn't that wholesome? I love that. Best wishes going forward, Kathy Kelly. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News podcast for Monday. Check out our YouTube channel right now. A brand new episode of Straight to Hell featuring Ross Tweddle and Danhausen. You have not seen anyone in wrestling quite like Danhausen. You've not heard anyone in wrestling quite like Danhausen either.
Danhausen collects jars of teeth, shares them with his opponents in their mouth, and then kicks them in the face. And then that spreads the teeth joy across the audience.
That's what everyone wants, is teeth joy.
That's what I thought, teeth joy.
Also, if you haven't seen it yet, Ross and myself went one-on-one in a Cultaholic Championship Challenge at the Newcastle Eagles Community Arena. It was a basketball match for the ages. Many people in the YouTube comments have said it's probably the saddest thing they've ever seen in their lives. I recommend you go watch it. There may be a new Cultaholic champion at the end. You never know. Also, later on the YouTube channel today, brand new episode of Graded. Me and you will be looking at the fallout from NXT TakeOver Portland a bit later on the YouTube channel. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.